AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the Roundup. Adenoye here. Six stories today led by a big shift. The White House is steering GPT 5.6 into a gated customer-by-customer preview rather than a broad launch. That one's going to ripple across timelines and partnerships.
That gating is more than PR. It looks like an operational throttle. Approvals per customer add friction to enterprise rollouts, slow partner integrations, and change how vendors plan capacity.
Strategically, that kind of manual approval window gives regulators and agencies cover and gives the administration a seat in timing. For OpenAI, it means negotiating access terms case by case and treating big customers like pilots.
Switching gears, robotic startups keep delivering great machines, but failing as companies. The blunt signal this June is that the robot usually isn't the first thing to break. Market fit, runway, entity structure, payroll often are.
Exactly. Hardware bets magnify mistakes. Long lead times, expensive tooling, and a sales cycle that founders often misjudge. One missed contract or a bad legal setup can kill a team faster than any sensor fault.
Hugging Face just made VLLM hosting a one-command job. Their jobs workflow spins up a private, OpenAI-compatible VLLM endpoint without you provisioning servers or wrestling with Kubernetes. A big op shortcut.
That shortcut sharpens a familiar trade-off. Teams can move faster and keep models private, but they also hand more control to the platform. The OpenAI-compatible API makes migrations and hybrid setups simpler, though.
On diagnostics, automating the lab speeds sample handling and consistency, but it doesn't validate an assay's claim. Automation can't substitute for rigorous analytical validation and blinded clinical studies.
There's a danger of mistaking throughput for quality. You can automate junk in and you'll get junk out faster. Auditability, independent validation, and domain expertise still anchor trustworthy diagnostics.
Anthropic's Claude is interesting. Paid consumer uptake suggests there's a sizable market willing to pay for good UX and utility. That shifts the race from pure model benchmarks to billing design and product trust.
So the competitive lever moves into pricing tiers, retention funnels, and customer-facing features. Even small differences in billing and trust signals can tilt consumer choice away from raw model performance.
AWS's Seed VR2 on SageMaker turns frame-by-frame video super resolution into a governed GPU-backed CDK workflow. That's a clear path for productionizing heavy media jobs in a managed cloud pipeline.
But the architecture surfaces new risks. Keys and model artifacts moving between services, egress costs, and attack surfaces in large batch pipelines. Governance and least privilege controls matter more than ever.
There's a pattern across these items. Lower ops friction, whether HF jobs or SageMaker pipelines, reduces time to test and deploy, but it concentrates the governance and security burden at platform edges.
And in robotics and diagnostics, the takeaway is similar. Automation and capability don't substitute institutional processes like market discovery or analytical validation. Tech accelerates outcomes, but doesn't guarantee them.
Synthesis, policy, and ops are now the throttle on capability. Whether it's a government gating a major model, platforms offering one-command hosting, or cloud pipelines for video, decisions about access, billing, and controls will shape real impact, more than marginal model gains.
Okay, quick flags for what to watch next. Metrics from paid consumer trials, contract clauses in enterprise previews, fundraising runway signals in robotics, lab audit findings, HF jobs adoption curves, and any Seed VR2 security bulletins.
That's it from us, Algenib signing off. We'll drop links and notes in the show notes so you can dig into any of these items. See you next Roundup.
AI News by Conjero.